You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Future, doing a DPAG late breakfast interview with Eleanor Riley. Welcome, Eleanor.
Kia ora.
And we're here today to talk about International Dance Day 2026, which is a weekend.
It is.
It is a day.
Yes.
The celebration day is on the
29th of April.
29th of April. And our weekend
is... Internationally, but the weekend is from the 1st to the 3rd of May.
1st to the 3rd of May. And it's a bunch of events, some community interactive, some sort of performance based, that are all dance related. So let's start with the schedule, I guess.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We've got a whole bunch of absolute beginner classes that's going to be happening at Te Whare Orukutia on George Street.
I just call it Te Whare on air,
I won't lie. In the community gallery. And they are for absolute beginners, people that have never danced before, really like to move and just want to give stuff a go. And we've got things like ballet, modern jive, street, K-pop, Indian, hip-hop, swing, and ballroom.
That is a lot of, variety.
Yeah, lots of variety, lots of fun ways to get involved.
And an absolute beginner, I would consider myself, I took performing arts in high school.
Nice.
And my performing arts teacher said he can't really dance, but he does love to move his body.
Perfect.
That's
you are our demographic.
Yep.
But also, it doesn't even matter if you can't move your body. I think dance is for everyone, and I think any way that you enjoy moving your body is dance.
True.
Yeah.
And it's extremely healthy is the other thing.
Oh, it does so much for your wairua, your spirit, your body, your mind. Having a dance. I read recently that the film Hamnet. Whenever they would finish a really intense scene, the whole cast and crew, everyone would have dance break. And I think we just need to incorporate dance more into our lives.
Absolutely. I mean, a great exercise as well.
Yeah.
So the mind, the body, the soul.
I mean, dancers always have the best bodies, right?
They do. Oh, especially.
It's just an image.
Yeah, no. But like, we all want to look like a ballet dancer.
Do we?
I do.
Oh.
I think men, just think? even testosterone-fueled men would look at a male ballet dancer and go, well, that's very...
Well, they're very athletic.
They're very lithe, yeah.
So, it can just... Power to weight ratio and strength and grace and beauty as well on top of that. Yeah.
Not that it's about aesthetics, but it's a nice bonus.
Well, the thing is, it's from the inside out, isn't it? How you feel when you're dancing, that joy that you get. And then to get a little bit of guidance and some classes that help you have a few extra moves in your bag, it's always a good start.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, when you're at Carousel or... wherever you go in Dunedin Town, I'm not a town person, but you can bust something new out after
Absolutely.
This. You could bust out some jive.
Absolutely.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
So those are absolute beginners. Is there a cost?
No, absolutely free. Thank you, Creative New Zealand. So we've only got two ticketed events, and they're both on the Saturday night, and one of them is actually almost sold out, and probably by...
the time we run this.
By the time this happens, it will be sold out. And that's the Pastel Ball, which is a Balfolk ball. So think sort of Bridgerton, that kind of Renaissance, not Renaissance, was it? Regency.
Yeah.
Dance style. So that's going to be gorgeous. And then there's Hine Shakti, that's at St Kilda's Collegiate Foot Auditorium. And there are tickets for that. Otherwise, everything else is free the whole weekend.
And as always, thanks to Creative New Zealand, because they really do make a lot of things possible in this country, despite copying a lot of flack on top of it.
I mean, it's a difficult situation, but yeah, really awesome to have received this funding and to be creating this amazing weekend. I should say it's Dance Orti Poti. Who has been running the International Dance Day celebrations for the last 4 years. And so it's bigger and better, and it just keeps growing and growing. So it's really exciting.
And I see it finishes with the, or at least from what I can follow the program, it finishes with a bit of a flash mob on one of the days, because there was an international, what does it say, International Line Dancing Flash Mob.
Oh, yeah.
Day, which I thought was a very specific international day.
Where does it say flash mob?
I think it was after...
This taster will culminate in a flash mob outside Dunedin Railway.
Yeah, the end on Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even know about that one. There's
very
so much on. There's so much to take in. We've got a great team organising it. So that's sort of the end of the Sunday. But the one that I'm most involved in is the George Street Dance Party,
sure,
which is also free and very exciting. So there'll be pop-up performances, go-go dancers, disco balls, got a disco DJ, and lots of performances and fun.
Awesome. And where is that on George Street?
So it's on in the Moore Block, so the Meridian Moore Block. We're going to close the street and have a proper street party.
Awesome.
It's all family-friendly, but anyone can come along, join in.
And ideally everyone will be dancing, so there won't be the apprehension about the dancing in public thing?
No, so I think that's the idea, is that we have the go-go dancers so that you can copy them if you're on the street, and their main job will be to get everyone up and moving to some great disco tunes.
And we might need it on the weather's going.
Well, fingers crossed. We do have also have performances inside the mall,
sure.
So we've got the Chinese lion dancers. Lion, not lion, not to get confused. So there'll be a few performances inside the mall as well as on the street.
Fantastic.
The incredible, most amazing F team. They're not the A team, they're the F team.
They're all the way. They've gone through the B, the C, the D.
Couldn't get the B team. C team had COVID. The D team was not Dunedin enough. So we've got the F team. And they will be teaching The Hustle. So that is a classic disco dance for everyone to enjoy. The Hustle is just, if you don't know it already, it's the
Hustle.
Yep. So they will be able to teach everyone and get everyone involved and hopefully get everyone dancing together.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And disco is a great one, I think, for everyone to do together, because it's often simple, you know, dance floor moves rather
absolutely.
Than like overly, you know,
complicated. Yeah,
intricate.
No, absolutely. And disco has such a great history and involvement in music. So it's one of
and cross-cultural too.
Absolutely.
One of definitely the most cross-cultural dance style.
Absolutely. One of my faves. Yeah.
Music-wise,
yeah.
What are you, if you're having a boogie, what's your go-to, what's a great track for people to listen to?
Oh, that's putting me on the spot.
Doesn't have to be your favourite, just a good.
No.
Okay,
it's cool.
Nothing?
Can't, hang on.
See. I've been listening to Love My Way. There was someone did a cover of Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, which has a dance scene in Call Me By Your Name.
Ah.
They do a sort of a outdoor dance scene to that.
Yeah.
Gets me dancing every time. It had me dancing on the bus about 20 minutes ago.
Nice. I just don't know. Oh, do you know what I've been really enjoying is actually a remix of the Scissor Sisters. And it's Scissor Sisters' Filthy Gorgeous.
Nice.
It's just, that gets me absolutely grooving.
I think the Scissor Sisters should get everyone grooving. That's such an infectious,
you know. Yeah, and they're not a way back in the day disco.
No.
But yeah, it's real grooves. I did actually, one thing that I, in the disco sense, is I went to Glastonbury last year and I saw Chic.
Ooh, yeah.
And saw them on the Pyramid stage, so the main stage of Glastonbury. And they played all of the classics, as well as the music that Nile Rodgers had produced.
I was going to say, has he still got it? He's still...
Absolutely. Oh. Like, it was so incredible. And I think it was a bit of a bit, but he said to one of his backup singers, he was like, oh, Sheila, I heard you warming up backstage, and I heard you hit a high C above E. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but it sounds impressive.
This moment, and it was, Glastonbury was really hot last year. And she just went, and she went way, way, way above. And I had full body goosebumps in the blazing sun.
Yep.
And it was just amazing. And to hear all those, it was like hearing a disco's cover band, but knowing.
But he wrote all of them.
And it was, yeah, like a masterclass in just stage presence and, yeah, incredible show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And he can dance.
Absolutely.
He can feel it.
Yeah. And roller skate.
Hmm?
I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, next, we should hit up the dance people and say next year, could we get some
roller disco
going?
Yeah, absolutely. Roller disco down George Street.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that could, the hospital will be like, please don't do that. No, but it all sounds fantastic and fun. Again, it's May 1st to May 3rd.
Yes.
Go
to Dance Ortiporti on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome.
That's where you'll find all the updates, all the event pages. Everything's
links.
Free. But, yeah, that's where you'll find the times for all of the beginner classes. There's lots coming out on those two social platforms. We don't have a website, but,
sure.
you know. that's where we get all those things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And call to action to everyone, just get along, because you don't need to be experienced. Everyone has fun dancing. I don't think I've ever seen someone not have fun dancing unless they're scrooging it and doing it on purpose.
Well, you don't want to be that guy that's on the edge of the dance floor looking awkward.
Exactly.
Just get involved. There's always, like, it's that power in numbers. Like, once one person starts dancing, everyone gets involved. Mm. Dunedin has a tendency, and I saw the same in Melbourne, they tend to have that, like, half circle of doom in front of the dance floor.
Yeah.
Get involved. Get
be the change you want
that's
to see
it.
On the dance floor.
That's it. Absolutely. I'm always that person, and I'm pretty shameless, so...
I am also, yeah, rather shameless about.
We had a good little line for the street party, which was dances for everyone and streets are for people. So that was what we want everyone to be encouraged to do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Get out there, dance, everybody. Enjoy it. And thank you, Eleanor,
thanks,
for talking to me today.
Kids fun.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.